Welcome to the Practical NLP Podcast with me, Andy Smith. Catch up on previous episodes at nlppod.com. Our final consideration of metaprograms covers the sameness or difference and options or procedures patterns. Remember, we've just been looking at some of the more useful metaprograms for business out of the 60 or so that Leslie Cameron Bandler identified, and even Roger Bailey's reduced set of language and behavior patterns for business ran to 14, so there are more. Also remember that these are not either-ors. You can be anywhere on the spectrum between the two extremes for each metaprogram. And also remember that your pattern may vary in different contexts. So the sameness or difference pattern, also known as the relationship filter or motivation decision factors. This is about how people react to change and how often they need change. There are four main groupings along the spectrum from sameness to difference. Sameness, these people like things to stay the same and dislike or actively resist disruption. According to Roger Bailey's lab profile, they'll accept a major change every 10 years, but only initiate change themselves, for example, changing jobs, every 15 to 25 years. Sameness with exception. These people like things to stay the same, but with minor improvements or changes every so often. They like evolution rather than revolution. They need a major change every 5 to 7 years. Sameness with exception and difference. These people are comfortable with both large and small changes, as long as the major changes are no more frequent than 3 to 4 years. And difference. These people switch jobs, roles, or assignments very frequently. They flourish in rapidly changing environments and quickly become bored in the absence of change. The classic question to identify sameness or difference for a given context, remember that, as with any metaprogram, the degree of sameness or difference can change depending on the context, is, what is the relationship between your work this year and last year? Or, what is the relationship between this job, or house, or whatever, and the previous one? These are typical answers you might get from each of the four groupings in the pattern. The sameness person will talk about similarities. No change, really, it's just the same as last year. The sameness with exception person will talk about similarities but also mention some changes, often as comparisons. I'm still doing pretty much the same thing, but I've been given a bit more responsibility and a new team member has joined. They'll talk about how they got from there to here. The sameness with exception and difference person may mention major changes and similarities as well as using comparisons. It's changed quite a lot since the merger. We're still expanding and we're getting better at responding to customer queries. The difference person may not understand the question. What do you mean, relationship? There is no relationship between these. They'll talk about what's different and new. It's completely changed. We're in a whole new ballgame. They'll talk about how things are now, rather than how things got to be how they are. So let's look at how this pattern applies with particular job roles. Sameness people. Roles that don't change are increasingly rare in the modern economy. In the past, this person would have suited administrative or clerical roles. Nowadays, people with a strong sameness pattern are likely to be viewed by managers as impediments to necessary change. Working with traditional crafts or the backwaters of retail may be the last refuges of the sameness person. Sameness with exception. This is by far the largest category, about 65% according to Roger Bailey. They'll be comfortable in a role that changes gradually, where they can build on what's gone before. They like a major change, ideally initiated by them, every 5 to 7 years. Sameness with exception and difference. They like gradual change. As for sameness with exception, but they're also okay with major changes. And difference, the classic difference person is the management consultant who takes on a new assignment every 6 months to a year and gets frustrated when people in the client organizations don't embrace change enthusiastically. To influence and manage these patterns, would the sameness person use words like as usual, continuity, reliable, similar, the same, tradition, heritage? The sameness with exception person use words like better, evolution, upgrade, development, improvement, the same except for whatever the differences are. The difference person, you can use words like revolutionary, new, paradigm shift, disruptor, game changer, whole new ball game, totally different, new. and the sameness with difference and exception, use a combination of elements from the sameness with exception and the difference patterns above. To help sameness and sameness with exception people to accept necessary changes, present the changes as small evolutionary improvements that build on the best practice and the successes of the past. The enthusiastic language of change advocates, a revolution in how we do things, this is going to turn the whole business upside down. It won't resonate with the majority of any workforce outside of the high-tech sector. Instead, you can find similarities and parallels between the new system and the old, and present it as basically the same with a few small enhancements, which will enable them to do what they've always done, but a bit easier and a bit better. Consider involving people in identifying which aspects of the current situation are working well and should be carried forward into the future to allay their fears of change. This is how the change method known as appreciative inquiry works. When you're not able to give difference-oriented people the substantive change they need to stay interested, you can at least change things around by rearranging the office and moving desks every so often. Let's look at the options or procedures pattern, also known as the reason filter or motivation reason. This is about how you prefer to do your work. Do you look for alternatives and new ways of doing things, or do you prefer to follow the established procedures? You prefer to create new things or maintain existing ones? Options people, as the name implies, prefer to keep their options open, sometimes to the point of being reluctant to commit to a decision in case they lose out. Procedures people like to have things settled and know where they stand. They like to complete and finish things. To identify these patterns, generally the modal operators a person uses will give you a lot of their pattern. Options people use modal operators of possibility, can or could, while procedures people use a lot of modal operators of necessity, must, should, ought, needed to. A good question to elicit someone's options or procedures pattern is, why did you choose your current job, or house, or car, or whatever context you're eliciting the pattern for? The options person will use a lot of values in their explanation. They'll talk about what they chose to do and why it was important to them. The procedures person will tell a story about how, rather than why, they came to be where they are. They talk about a sequence of events rather than choices, and they don't mention their values. Someone on the midpoint of the scale may tell you a story about how they got there, but also include references to their values or the reasons why they made the choices they did. And how does this play out with job roles? Procedures people like to have instructions to follow and want to do things the right way. So they suit bureaucratic jobs, production environments, procedure-based areas of law like conveyancing, and professions like piloting, where safety procedures are important. Less obviously, salespeople need a strong dose of procedures, because success in sales is very largely about following tried and tested procedures again and again. Franchisees need to be procedures-oriented, because franchises are all about following the instructions in the franchise manual. Options people are reluctant to follow established procedures. Deep down, they believe there's always a better way of doing things. They get bored before they reach completion. They're good in roles where creativity is needed, designers and design engineers, management consultants, and entrepreneurs. They would much rather start their own business than buy a franchise. Some jobs, such as training and teaching, need a balance of options and procedures. Options to be able to adapt in the moment and come up with creative ways of teaching things, procedures to be able to stick to a successful format or follow statutory procedures where necessary. Managers also need an options and procedures balance to be able to manage staff with either profile. So to influence and manage the differences within these patterns, for options people, talk about improvements, possibilities, choice, reasons why, these are the options, here's a couple of alternatives. Find ways to allow options people to exercise their creativity. Get them to look at improvements to procedure or create something new. With procedures people, talk about following the procedure, first do this, then do that, and finally do that. Talk about doing things the right way, do it by the book, 5 steps to success, talk about process and methodology. Procedures people do well with clear guidelines where they get to complete the process. Procedures are not just step-by-step sequences, they can also incorporate decision points and loopbacks, as in the TOTE model. The procedures person can cope with this, as long as the directions for what to do in a particular situation are clear. The impact of this pattern on selling, in brief, options people are interested in alternatives, possibilities on why they should buy something. Procedures people are concerned with how to use the product or service and with going through the right steps to buy it. There's much more about all of these metaprograms and several others in Shelley Rose Chavez's very readable book, Words That Change Minds. There's a link to find it in the show notes for this episode at nlppod.com. That's it for this week's podcast. Remember, you can see the show notes for this episode at nlppod.com, and you can download back episodes you may have missed from the online store at webstore.nlppod.com. See you next time.